Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Elliot Bosley. Thanks for tuning into the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you in touch with all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Tonight is one of the biggest nights of the year at Garrigan. It's Gala 2013. This is the 24th year for the school's biggest fundraiser. The theme this year is Phantom of the Opera, and the Garrigan Gym has been transformed into an elegant ballroom topped with a gold and crystal chandelier. All the seats are sold out for Gala 2013, so more than 400 guests will be on hand to enjoy the elegant evening.
Gala is by far the biggest single fundraiser for Garrigan and Seton. Things started fairly small, with income of $85,000 back in 1990. In recent years, though, we've brought in at $300,000 each year, and we hope to continue that trend this year. About a third of that money goes to planned classroom purchases like computers, software, books, and supplies. Another large part is set aside for professional growth for our teachers. The rest is split in a variety of forms, including an ever-growing endowment to keep our school running into the future.
For many people, the biggest part of Gala is the food. This year, guests will start their evening with hors d'oeuvres, including spoons of beef tenderloin and boursin cheese and caramelized onions. There's also mushroom crustades and chicken and apple sausage puffs. The main meal starts with cream of onion and garlic soup with an herbal crouton and baby greens in a brie vinaigrette with feta and Gruyere cheese, beignets.
Tonight's main course is tenderloin of pork with cherry chutney. On the side is Gruyere, potato gratin, and roasted asparagus. Topping off the meal is a dessert called Phantom Composition that features creme brulee, flowers, chocolate cake with chocolate ganache, and white chocolate mousse, all served with creme anglaise and berry drizzle.
Throughout the meal, guests will have the opportunity to bid on live auction and silent auction items. In addition to the auctions, there's raffles for a car, a recreational vehicle, home appliances, and travel. There's also chances to win a big screen plasma TV, a voucher for tuition at school, and lots of cash prizes.
The weather is finally starting to seem more like spring, so the track and golf teams are finally able to get things started for the season. Both the boys and girls track teams opened up their seasons last Wednesday at the CYO meet at Buena Vista University. The meet is unclassed and is generally dominated by Sioux City Heland, which is much larger than any of the other Catholic schools in Northwest Iowa. Because of that, we are pleased that both Golden Bear teams ended up in the top half. The girls had an especially good night, finishing in second place overall.
This year's boys track team includes returning senior veterans Elliot Boisley, Adam Hamilton, and Dustin Miller, plus juniors Brayton Loss, Connor Langerman, Nick Bronk, Corey Whiter, Chris Loss, Bailey Kohlhaus, and Santiago Schmidt. Sophomores include returning letter winners Ben Vasky, Tyler Schnur, Zach Kolash, and Tony Kolash, together with Reese Wadley, Carter Hall, Andrew Miller, Christian Matthews, Mark Fockler, and Christian McGuire. Rounding out the team are freshmen Zach Kibbe, Cameron Langerman, Logan Besch, Zach Bolter, Will Kellner, Landon Studer, Logan Rosemeyer, James Quinlan, Jed McGill, and Devin Deegan. Good luck, track.
We introduced the boys' golf team last week. The girls' team is the three-time defending state champions, and they're looking for a four-peat this year. Returning seniors on the golf team include Haley Freilich, Michaela Furch, and Rebecca Richter. The team also includes juniors Alexa Capacious and Anna Holmeister, together with sophomores Brittany Ardorfer and Megan Lappy. Good luck to Coach Dean Capacious and the girls' golf team.
Yesterday, the North Central Conference Art Show was held down at Iowa Central in Fort Dodge. 12 Bishop Garrigan students were honored with having their work displayed in the show. Artists featured include Rebecca Richter, Sophia Caduce, Logan Rosemeyer, Will Kellner, Emma Plath, and Hannah Berklin, as well as Tess Mayer, Andrew Miller, Kelsey Hovey, Carolyn Baxter, Sierra Poole, and Michaela Furch. Congratulations to them and to art teachers Steve Rosnan and Sheena Pease.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Nicole Mergen and Savannah McNerney. Nicole Mergen's favorite part of school is art. She has taken almost every art class available at Garrigan and has made beautiful paintings, sculptures, and other creations. Nicole is also active in Christian Leadership and Action Group. She'll be continuing her education next year, and we wish her all the best.
In her years at Garrigan, Savannah McNerney's biggest activity has been cheerleading. She also works on the publication staff, taking pictures and writing news articles. Savannah has been an honor roll student all through school, and she hopes to continue her success in college. Good luck to both Nicole and Savannah.
On this week's Golden Bear calendar, there's an alumni basketball tournament today. Then tonight is Gala 2013.
Tuesday, sophomores will take the ACET test, which allows them to take college classes while in high school. That night, the golf teams play St. Ed's and Webster City. There's girls' track that day at Algona and boys' track at Iowa Falls.
We'll have Mass on Wednesday morning with an early dismissal that afternoon for teacher in-service. The junior high will have their variety show on Wednesday night. The boys' track team runs at Lake Mills on Thursday, and that day will also have activity pictures for the yearbook.
Friday, the golfers take on Clear Lake. The girls' track team hosts their home meet next Friday, and there's boys' track that night at Esterville. Finally, next Saturday, Garrigan will be hosting the state solo and small group music contest.
Well, that's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.